Amen. I appreciate the good word already and tonight. I'm thankful tonight that he's faithful. I'm thankful tonight that he's sovereign. My brothers already spoke. It's all of him. There's nothing we could do apart from Christ tonight, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful he watches over us. If you have your Bible, just real briefly, I just want to say a few things. I want to mind the Lord and get out of the way. If you have your Bible, I'm going to be in Joshua tonight. Joshua chapter 4. No doubt, probably a very familiar passage of Scripture. In Joshua chapter 4 here. And I'm thankful tonight that the Lord always has a man. Here in Joshua, it's Joshua now. Before him, it was Moses. I'm just thankful tonight that he always has a man. He's always going to bring a man up. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'll just be real brief, and if the Lord will just help for just a minute. And I want to say a few things, and I just try to get out of the way. And I want the Lord's will to be done tonight. And in Joshua chapter 4, and it says, "And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God unto the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer unto them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and that these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And when the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up the 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of the tribes of children of Israel, and carried them over to them unto the place they lodged, and they laid them down there." Lord, I come before you tonight. Lord, I just want to thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to preach your word. I pray, Lord, tonight that your will be done. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you, Lord, that your will be done tonight. I pray, Lord, that I just open my mouth. Lord, give me the words to say. Lord, that your blessings come out. Lord, I pray, Lord, to everyone here tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you be a blessing, Lord, to them. I pray you touch their hearts, Lord, tonight. Lord, I don't want to say anything out of turn, Father. Lord, I come to glorify you tonight. Lord, as just the best I can, Lord, I pray, Lord, you just use me as your vessel, Lord, Father, tonight. I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, tonight. I pray, Lord, all these things in your name, amen. Lord, just a few things, Lord, tonight, Lord, that the Lord pressed on my heart. I was thinking, brother, and you kind of said a little bit about it. You know, we've had them times, Lord, in past where we've seen things, and we desire our children to see things. And I'm thankful tonight. I read this passage here over in Joshua tonight, and I just got to thinking a little bit about them stones, and how the Lord commanded Joshua to get these men to gather these stones, and as the priest passed over Jordan, as they were passing over Jordan into the land of promise. And I just got to thinking a little bit about how that they put them in place as a memorial for their children to ask questions, and it was the pillars or stones, and they were examples. So their children would ask questions about what's the meaning of these stones. Further down in the scripture, when they go to they get over there to Gilgad, Joshua does it again. He does 12 more stones there at Gilgad. So there's 12 stones at the River Jordan, and then there's 12 stones over at Gilgad. And I'm thankful tonight that at each chapter in my life, I can say that there's stones there that I can look back on, and the Lord has put people in my life as like stones, and they've helped me on my way, and I've been able to go to them, and I've seen things in their life, and the Lord has blessed them, and I can say I've gone to people and asked them, how did you make it when things got tough? And I believe in what that is right there, brother. If the Lord will help for just a minute, that those are stones in those people's lives that were there. So when I got to them and I asked them, it was me saying, what about these stones in your life? And I'm thankful tonight. Can I just be a help for just a minute tonight? If the Lord will help me, that I want to encourage you tonight as a father, a mother, a grandmother, a brother, a sister, anybody. Can I tell you tonight that somebody's looking to you tonight? Can I tell you that no man dies to himself tonight? Can I tell you all have a testimony tonight? And there's stones in your life that the Lord can use in somebody else's life when they come to you and say, how did you make it? Can I tell you tonight it was the Lord? Can I tell you tonight that when them children looked at them 12 stones and maybe said, Mama, why is daddy carrying that stone? Can I tell you that mama could have looked at that child and said, oh, child, can I look at the waters, how they parted for us to cross Jericho, how that we basically walked on dry ground there, and all the blessings of the Lord leading us out of Egypt. And can I tell you what that did is that spoke to those children's hearts. And that what it did is it showed them the power of the Lord. And it showed them, how great and mighty the Lord is and how much he cares for them. Can I tell you tonight, that's what we've seen in times past. And I often wonder, and brother, we get, can I just be honest tonight? That's how we get. We say we want to see the power of the Lord like we did before. Well, can I tell you tonight? I'm just being honest. I'm just preaching to myself tonight. It's not nobody's fault but my own that we're not seeing that. Can I tell you tonight that the Lord has not changed one bit tonight at all? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And can I tell you the only thing that's changed tonight is me? Can I tell you tonight it is my fault we're not seeing the power more? And can I tell you I need to get out of the way more? Can I have some more fellowship time with the Lord? Can I tell you it's my fault tonight? It's nobody else's fault. Can I tell you, it was real easy to on the days before the Lord showed me what I was, to be able to sit and say, yeah, they're doing the same thing as me and doing the same thing, and so I'm not that bad. But can I tell you tonight, when the Lord come by my way and showed me how wicked and vile I truly was, can I tell you it wasn't me on the altar saying, oh Lord, but what about so and so? No, it was when I was on the altar saying, oh Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry. Oh, what a terrible and vile and wicked person I really am. I wasn't worried about anybody else. On that one blessed night, I wasn't worried about what was going on. I wasn't worried about what was being preached. Outside of it was being preached to my heart. Can I tell you tonight, if you want to see the power of the Lord, can I tell you to get in with him? Can I tell you to get out of your own way and just fellowship and worship with him? Can I tell you to quit being so judgmental? Can I tell you to being so ugly towards somebody and saying, what in the world are they doing? Can I tell you that's none of your business? Let the Lord handle it. Can I tell you he's going to handle it a whole lot better than you anyway? And can I tell you to set some stones up in your life to prevent you from going back? I got to thinking a little bit that maybe they even put them stones right where they crossed. And that way when they got there and they turned around and they seen them 12 stones, there was no way for them to cross back over Jordan. So they couldn't go back the way they came, because I wouldn't want to go back to from where I came from. I don't want to go back. I never want to go back. Oh, this has been a journey tonight. I'm looking forward to pressing on towards the mark. As Paul said, I'm thankful tonight that the Lord keeps guiding me and directing my path. And there's no
And can I tell you tonight, and I encourage you tonight, that we are Christian soldiers, the song says, you know, and we need to press towards that mark. We need to put on that armor, and we need to be warriors for our loved ones tonight. Can I tell you that you might be the only Christ they see their whole life. They might not ever meet me. They might not ever meet your pastor. They might not ever meet nobody else, but they're going to see, they might see something in you tonight or next week, and it might cause them to say, hey, how did you get out of that? How did you get away from this mess? Can I tell you, put some stones up in your life, some reminders, some landmarks in your life over there in Gilgal. Yeah, when they got there, Joshua had them put up 12 more stones, and I'm thankful tonight that it was again a reminder. It says, you know, it was for the children, and I just got to thinking a little bit about how we got a lot of children coming. We got some pregnancies in the church, and that's a wonderful thing. And I just got to thinking about how the parents tonight, they can set up some stones for their children so their children don't ask questions. And I'm thankful tonight that there's grandparents that are willing to set up stones in their life. I'm thankful for that tonight. Can I tell you tonight that even if your children aren't in the church house tonight, but you are as a grandparent or great-grandparent or aunt or uncle, can I tell you that you can still be a stone for them children tonight? That might be the only way that them children will ever hear. But can I encourage you tonight that the Lord is still able tonight. The Lord is still able to do exceeding abundant that which we ask. Can I tell you tonight, and I just want to encourage you for just a minute tonight, that He is still on the throne tonight. He is still in control tonight, and there's nothing that will ever change. Can I tell you tonight that, again, He will not change. If the only thing that's changed tonight is us, we get down, we get beat ourselves up, and I'm the worst of the worst. But can I tell you that He is not slack concerning His promise tonight, and I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that what a great God He is tonight, and how wonderful He is, and He can use something as simple as stones tonight in our life to show us and guide us, and to be He can use something as simple as stones tonight to show us and lead us in what He would have us do tonight. I'm thankful tonight that it's not about how pretty a landmark it is. I'm thankful tonight He just used simple stones, brother. He uses simple people. He saves simple sinners. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for everything He's done, and putting stones up in my life, having people put stones up in their life that I can ask questions about, and just be examples to me. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for everything He's done. I'm thankful for what He's gonna do. I'm thankful that I still have as long as I'm here, I still have the ability and the access to Him, and I can get back to that point. I can get back to the point where I can see the more power of God, and it's up to me tonight. It's up to me as an individual about how much I want. It's very easy. You get out what you put in, and I'm thankful for that. The more I want, if I want more, I need to put in more. I'm thankful tonight that when it comes to salvation, it's all Him. And I'm thankful for that. There was nothing I could do as far as salvation. But my relationship with Him, if I want more, I'm going to need to put in more. I'm going to need to talk to Him more. If I want to hear more from my wife, I need to talk to her more. If I want to see my son learn some more, I need to put in more time with him. And that's just how it works. That's just reality tonight. And if I want more out of Christ, I need to put some more time in with Him. And I'm thankful tonight that, we can have those times, and it's up to us tonight. And he's not up there just saying, I'm never going to speak to you. He's up there and He wants to hear from us tonight. And I'm thankful for that. He's a loving Father tonight, and I bless His holy name.